we see now that we've got some dates in most of the areas in terms of when the fire restrictions come into place. Thought we'd just better confirm that and check it. Paul Tangy's our man at the CFA. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. So that's the case now that most, I think there's only one that we're still waiting on a date for, isn't it?
That's right. A number of shires around central Victoria have already come into fire restrictions over the last few weeks, and they've been announced earlier on. But I can tell you that Bendigo, the restrictions will start at 1 a.m. on Monday the 6th of December, and Mount Alexander Shire and Central Goldfield Shire will be on the Monday the 13th of December. So confirmation of that yesterday, and that will be advised right through many different channels over the coming weeks.
I think it was. I think it might have only been Massenden. I saw that we're still, because of conditions there, hadn't actually set a date yet, or something like that.
Yeah. Extremely wet and very, very, very moist down in the Massenden Ranges Shire. So there hasn't been a date set for that. We'll certainly advise as soon as that's been done, but it will be a period of time away. It's very wet underfoot, and coming weather conditions as well will contribute to when that date comes in.
I see too that not just bushfires per se, but fast-moving grass fires too have been mentioned as a real danger going forward, because obviously a lot more fuel and therefore growth on the sides of the roads as well.
Exactly. The slashing programs have commenced by various agencies and various people. But, of course, we continue to get the weather patterns of a bit of rain and then a bit of heat and a bit more rain after that and a bit more heat means that we're going to have additional fuel loads around. So it's a matter of making sure that you keep those grass and fuel levels to a minimum and making sure that you just check and continually do that in preparation for the fire season, not only until the dates commence, but during the fire season, because all of that will contribute to a fire should one start. And look, honestly, hope we don't have any fires this season, but the reality is that we live in a bushfire prone or a fire prone area, and we will see fires. So it's a matter of reducing the amount of fuel that's around, making sure that it's safe for everybody concerned, making sure that anything that we do eliminates or reduces the risk should a fire start.
Yep, good advice as always. Paul, thanks for joining us.
No worries, Rob. I'll catch up with you.